With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
The statistics about who were the voters who elected the Democratic Congress are now available, and they provide some very interesting sidelights on last November's election. One of the special interest pressure groups that bankrolled the Democratic candidates was college professors. Professors and other educators donated more than $12 million to political candidates in this past election cycle, with 69% of their contributions going to Democratic candidates. That's the report by the Center for Responsive Politics. The University of California led the way, giving 87% of contributions to Democrats, followed by Harvard with 90% of contributions going to Democrats, and the University of Pennsylvania with 94% of contributions benefiting Democrats. Just looking at Senate races, we find that, surprise, surprise, Senator Hillary Clinton received far more contributions than any other candidate, and five times the amount given to the next highest recipient. Hillary Clinton really didn't need the money, because she had a virtually uncontested election. But college professors were so enamored of her that they donated nearly $700,000 to her campaign. You've heard a lot about how the United States is roughly divided 50-50 between red and blue states, but it surely is not that way on college and university faculties. One recent survey reports that 72% of college professors identified themselves as liberal, compared with only 17% who call themselves conservative. It's important for students to know before they go to college that diversity does not mean allowing conservatives to speak on campus. Diversity on college campuses does not mean giving fair coverage to the ideas and achievements of Western civilization. And multiculturalism does not mean tolerance and respect for all cultures. It's just another college fad to put down Western civilization.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly has written several articles on the current situation on our college campuses. If you'd like copies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the College Education Packet. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but an onion a day keeps everyone away, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. They're doing it everywhere, it seems like, but China is one of the leaders in this program. They tell us now that at least 20,000 police surveillance cameras are being installed along streets in southern China, guided by sophisticated computer software to recognize the faces of police suspects. They have residency cards fitted with computer chips. They'll be issued to the citizens of China. Data on the chip will include the name and the address of the person, their work history, their educational background, their religion, their police record, landlord's telephone number, personal reproductive history. You see, you can't have but one child if you live in China. Your credit history and your subway travel payments. The Chinese government has ordered all large cities to issue these high-tech residency cards. Nearly 10 million peasants move to big cities each year looking for work, and if they do not get one of these permanent cards, they cannot live here. They cannot get government benefits. And that is a way for government to control the population. Now, here's the interesting thing. Where do they get this information? Incorporated in the state of Florida, China Public Security, that's the name of the company, has raised much of the money to develop its technology from two investment firms, one in Plano, Texas, that's the Pinnacle Fund, and the Pinnacle China Fund. They have three investment banks, Roth Capital Partners in Newport Beach, California, Oppenheimer & Company in New York, and First Asia Finance Group of Hong Kong. That's where they got the money now to put all of these cameras in China, all right? In Britain, the police already installed the cameras on lamp poles and in subway stations and are developing face recognition software as well. New York police announced last month that they would install more than 100 security cameras to monitor license plates. That's all going to be in Lower Manhattan by the end of the year. Officials also said they hope to obtain financing to establish links to 3,000 public and private cameras by the end of next year. Did you get that? Public and private cameras? In Shenzhen, China, they already have 180,000 closed-circuit television cameras owned by businesses and government agencies, and the police will have the right to link them into the same system as the 20,000 new police cameras. Most countries actually use identity cards. Many gather a lot of information about their citizens. Every police officer in Shenzhen now carries global positioning satellite equipment that allows police officers to direct their movements on high resolution maps of the city using software that runs on the Microsoft Windows operating systems. We have a good relationship with the United States companies like IBM, Cisco, HP, Dell, says the chief operating officer of China Public Security. All of these U.S. companies work with us to build our system together. China Public Security displays in its boardroom a certificate from IBM, labeling it as a partner. But China Public Security needs to develop programs that run on IBM, Cisco, and Hewlett-Packard servers because some Chinese police agencies have already bought these models. All Chinese citizens are required to carry national identity cards with computer chips embedded. Now, is that going to happen here in the United States? Jim Guest is with me today. He's Missouri congressman. He was responsible for sponsoring a bill that would prohibit Missouri from participating in a national ID, which is part of the Real ID Act that was passed by Congress. Also, Jim sponsored a petition to Congress to withdraw the United States from the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Jim Guest, it's a pleasure to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
It's always a pleasure to be here on your program, and I really applaud the effort that you're doing and helping to spread the word against the intrusion of our federal government into our private lives. And what you have just read here this morning about what's going on in China, you know, if we're not careful, that's just a forerunner of what's coming here. The Real idea, you look at some of the basic things behind that, you know, and that parallels what's going on there.
You know, they already have it now in several states. North Carolina even has the logo of the North American Union on the back of the new driver's license, and that's where the chip is.
That's absolutely right. I was back there about 2 weeks ago speaking to a couple of groups about there, and I said, you know, I always talk to people. I said, take out your driver's license, look at it. Most people are not aware of what's on it. Turn it over.
They're probably not on most of them, are they?
No, but we looked at that, and they weren't. They looked at it, and they said, what is that? I said, look at it. That's got the emblem of the world there with the grid, and there was the outline of the North American continent. And then superimposed on that was the outline of a car. That symbolized a driver's license for an auto driver's license for the North American Union, for the North American continent. And they weren't aware of it. We found out that there were some chips underneath some of those. So we are being inundated that our federal government is imposing this Real ID Act with chips and various starts without most people not being aware of it.
Well, you heard me say in this article, and by the way, what I just used as information here comes from the New York Times. It was an article written August 14th. This was an August 12th edition, so it's relatively updated here. But it mentions Britain. It mentions New York. So, hey, it's here. It is upon us. Now I hear music, so let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Jerry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, I didn't get to introduce Jim Guest, Chief of Staff, with us a moment ago, but Louise Dinder is with us today. Louise, it's always good to have you along on these programs as well.
Nice to have you here.
You know, we were talking during the commercial break. Let me first of all go back to this China public security, because just to show you what we are doing to help the Chinese, China public security is traded in the United States on the over-the-counter bulletin board market, but has a market capitalization of $185.3 million. It is prepared to seek a NASDAQ listing next year. Now, Mr. Lin, who put all this together, is 38 years old. He's a Buddhist. And he said, I really felt strongly about the police would absolutely benefit from my technology. He said, Bush, help me get my vision. Then he said he bought a tiny Florida printing company with sparsely traded stock, renamed it China Public Security, and turned a software business here into a subsidiary of an American company. The two hedge funds that bought stakes have more than doubled their money since investing in his company in early February. So, see, we're all in cahoots here. These governments and the partnerships, it doesn't make any difference where all this takes place. We are involved, we as Americans.
You mean a one-world government?
Surely not.
And I think we as the people are being left out, aren't we?
Well, we certainly are not a government of the people, by the people, and for the people anymore.
Not anymore.
Now, during the commercial break, I was talking to Louise, and Louise, you were telling me about traveling overseas.
Yes. Ironically, if Americans go overseas, the European Union is told to collect certain information. Where we go, how many people are in our party, if we paid by check, visa, or otherwise, what type of bed we're sleeping in, if we're a single man, do we have a king-size bed, queen-size bed, or a smaller bed, if our sexual orientation. Now, why would Homeland Security need all that information about us? And they're not tracking people coming in here because they said with the two programs that they're currently using, they weren't going to be tracking people who come into our country, just us.
Just us, yes.
Leaving. Yes.
You see, this goes all the way back, and it's hard to get Americans to believe this because we've been taught all of our lives in our government schools that, hey, you know, you have to trust your
Yeah, but this
government.
Was actually an actual document that was sent to the European Union.
Have you got a copy of it?
I can get you one. It actually was on New York Times had it, Washington Post has it. Unfortunately, most of the stuff is on the back, which is really kind of a disgrace. Anything that's dealing with this, for some reason, they're not putting it on a front page.
And little bitty type, so you can't read it. See, I have here the congressional record that goes back to 1972. We've had a terrible time trying to get a hold of this, but look how it's printed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they don't want you to read the doggone thing. Well, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Next week.
And we have returned. Visiting today with Jim Guest. He is a congressman from the state of Missouri and quite concerned about the Real ID Act and whether or not we're going to have a national ID. Jim, where are we now as far as the Real ID Act is? See, here's what happens. The government... Our Congress in Washington passed the Real ID Act. President signed it. So it's law.
That's true.
But they have to get the states. They knew this isn't going to work. So they have to get the states to pass their own law.
To ratify it.
To ratify the Real ID Act is what it amounts to.
Right. What they're doing is trying to get the states to pass legislation to enact or incorporate ways to enact this new Real ID Act. They say they don't violate the 10th Amendment by imposing it upon the citizens of the country, but it's just a roundabout way to saying, you know, that's not a national ID card, but it is. We have been very successful so far. We have seven states who have passed, actually changed their state laws to reject it, which says they will not participate in it. We have another 10 or 11 states who have passed resolutions to oppose it. I think next year we will see a lot more states join this bandwagon and outright ban participation in it. And we had a real victory about 3 weeks ago in the Senate when they were discussing this immigration bill, when they defeated an amendment by Lamar Alexander to add $400 million in funding. It was tabled by a vote of 49-45, which says that they are not even going to put that small amount of funding into the Real ID Act. So we're getting some headway in it. I think some of our elected officials realize that we, the people out there, were speaking up are not about to go along with this. But we have to be ever vigilant. You know, they're trying roundabout ways to incorporate this using other names and other methods.
How about Social Security cards? The new biometric Social Security card. They digitally map your face on your Social Security card. How about our presidential executive orders that he's done?
All right, let's go back to these seven states have rejected the Real ID.
Yes.
And 11 more have passed a resolution to oppose it. Now, yes. Did Missouri get that passed?
We passed a resolution and said we oppose it. I have a bill that got partway through the system last year, and I'll be reintroducing it this year for Missouri to outright reject it themselves and change our state law so that we will not participate in any national ID program, whether it's a Real ID or has another name to it.
All right, but when you go over to get your driver's license, they still ask you those same questions that the Real ID Act wants you to answer.
They do, right. But as of this point, you will not have to get it. Well, Missouri may ask for an extension to it. Yeah, Missouri has to pass a law to say we will not participate in the Real ID Act. You still have to show your embossed birth certificate to prove that you're lawfully present in the United States or in the state of Missouri.
You have to remember something, Jerry. The government was pretty good at going backdoor to get legislation through, one of which is the voter bill, which was backdoor Real ID. But ironically, in Republican states, it kept saying it was to help Jim Talon. In Democratic states, it was to help the Democrats to win. They simply wanted the legislation through. And putting the birth certificate for a driver's license. All this stuff was done long before, backdoored in long before Real ID ever came up to a vote.
Well, this is true on practically, I can name several things. The animal identification was the same way.
Yes.
They were doing work on that 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this just happened here. You know, Farm Bureau's grassroots organization got that done just in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's one thing about the Real ID, National ID card. They've been trying to implement that for the last 30 years. Even started in the Carter administration. They shot it down then. During the Reagan administration, they defeated. And in the Clinton administration, it was actually a national ID card was incorporated as part of a health bill. But public outrage after it was passed, they rejected it. They pulled it back out. So it was certainly nothing new. They were just looking, waiting for a trigger mechanism to incorporate that. And when 9/11 came along, why, that made it much easier to attach it onto a bill and get it passed. So it's absolutely nothing new. A lot of these ideas have been around. They're just waiting for the opportunity to implement them.
All right. They've had, yes, we've had the facilities and the ability to do this for a long time. See, just like the chips and the dogs and the cats and the animals.
Yes.
So we've known that. Now, Louise, you talked about, were you overseas yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Many times.
I mean, since this thing has come up where you have to have the card and European
no,
Union
I have,
tracks you?
No, I have family who are overseas who are aggressively still fighting against the European Union.
But it's a done deal in Europe.
Yes and no. It is a done deal, but are people trying very hard to get out of it? Yes, we even get phone calls through our office from people overseas saying, how do we backtrack what we've got? What's happening to them?
Well, you know, it's a lot easier to kill something before it it becomes realistic than it is to try to get out of it. But now, it can be done. And I'm thinking here of some of those folks over on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River. The people there got that scenic byways through. And then the landowner saw what it was doing, and they got out of it. But it's a lot harder to get out than it is to stay out in the first place.
Yeah, tell me how many freedoms you've lost that we've got regained. Probably none. How many rights have we given up that we've got back?
You don't.
You don't, and that's why it's so important. At this point, we're at the crossroads of America. If we do not stop it now and lose some of these freedoms, it'd be almost impossible to ever get them back.
You know... Well, when we come back, I'd like to... There's a parallel between what we're seeing and what we're talking about right now and what Hitler did in Germany and how the German people fell right in line with him. They believed in him. And I see the same thing happening in this country. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
Wow. Is that guy wrestling an alligator?
Why, it's Kachunga and the alligator, straight from the swamps of Florida. They're coming to the Missouri State Fair, and they're free.
Wow. Well, what more could you ask for?
Glad you asked. There's Mad Science's Funky Farm Works, the Hollywood High Dive Show, and the amazing Rainforest Experience. The Missouri State Fair has something for everyone, and a lot of it's free.
Come on.
Stop by the Bud Stage for great music, or sit back and relax at the Society Horse Show or the State Fair Queen Contest. There's hundreds of free exhibits, animals, and really cool stuff to see. And you can do it all for the price of admission, just $8. Where else can you have so much fun for so little money? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime! Plan your fun. Visit mostatefair.com.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel-span buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this Quonset-style building.
It went together very easily and doesn't leak. The birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's State Fair time. See me now at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at huge discounts. But you have to talk to me. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied Monday on a higher dollar and ongoing market volatility. Gold closed in New York off 60 cents to $669.80 an ounce. Silver fell 2 cents to $12.77 an ounce. While some market players bought gold amid the nervousness in the global markets sparked by the U.S. subprime mortgage crisis, others sold the yellow metal in a bid to cover losses elsewhere in their portfolio, reports Forbes. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and the man who says there are two kinds of people who don't say much, those who are quiet and those who talk a lot, Jerry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Jim Guest, you took a little trip around parts of the... You were going to visit most states talking about this Real ID Act because you are very adamant about the thing. You know... Hey, this is something that we do not need here in the United States. And you have worked, put in countless hours and many, many miles. You were in North Carolina not too long ago, and you called the show, which I appreciated that. What are you finding out? You've been in Kentucky, Tennessee. Where all have you been?
Actually, I was in Williamsburg, Virginia about a month and a half ago, and I spoke to the Southern States Conference. That was the 16 states that's a part of that. And I talked about the Real ID Act and implications of it, and they very strongly supported opposing that, so I was very pleased to hear that. And Georgia and South Carolina is already on board as two of the states who have banned it. And then I was in Asheville and Raleigh, North Carolina, later on for trip back here, speaking to some groups.
And Kentucky.
And I was on a radio program out of Asheville, and there was a lady called out Tennessee. And she says, we've already got a kind of a trial program here in Tennessee where you have to show your ID every time you go in to buy cigarettes and beer. And I said, well, you need to be 21. She says, no, everybody does, regardless of your age. I said, well, the next thing they'll do is they'll start scanning your ID so they can keep track of how much you're buying. And any gun owners need to realize that at some point they'll probably want the gun owners to show their ID when they buy a long
You do in Illinois. In Illinois.
And then they'll start scanning it, and then they want to keep track of what you're buying. It's just slowly imposing this requirement upon us.
In Illinois, if you don't have your FOID card, you can't buy a box of 22 rifle shells.
What happened to our freedom and the Second Amendment rights?
Louise, tell me about your conversation that you had with the director
of North Carolina's Department of Transportation.
Right.
She went on to explain to me why it was important.
Now, you're doing this on telephone.
Yes. Why it's important to track people and why it's important that... And in fact, actually, some of the things she said we found out in the meantime were not quite exactly the facts. But... why they have the North American Union emblem on it. I was asking her questions. She wanted, absolutely, we have to have the real ID. We have to track these people. We have to. We can't take time looking through everything. We need biometrics. We need to be able to catch them on the ground so nobody has to go look for them and on and on. And I said, do you think that you're trolling for all people in North Carolina? For a couple of people, isn't violating someone's rights? She said, no, they have no rights. And I asked specifically, I says, don't they have a constitutional right to privacy? Well, not if they get a driver's license. It's elected. So it's now public information, which, by the way, Trish Vincent of our state has also said it's public information. Well, then suddenly she realized I called her at her office direct and not through her secretary. She said, where did you get this number? I said, well, I got it from Revenue. She said, Revenue gave you my direct number? Why would they do that? Why didn't they go through my secretary? And I says, well, what's wrong with it? Well, they should have gone through my secretary. I don't give out my private number. I said, well, is there something wrong with someone having a public number? She said, well, it's not a public number. It's a private number. I says, so you don't like people having your private information? No. I said, well, neither do I. The rest of us don't either.
Did she even know what the little picture on
hologram
the
hologram was?
Hologram
no,
was.
No, she didn't. It came from a chain of people of companies that'll be doing this, and comes from the AMMVA.
What is the AMMVA?
It's motor vehicles. It's the International Motor Vehicle.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So they're in cahoots with the One World
They're
government.
The ones that did the biometrics. They're the ones that are forcing almost all of this.
Have we, and Chuck Baldwin has a very, very interesting article out. Have Christians already accepted the Mark of the Beast? And he said, and his pitch in his article today is, you know, we don't know who the Antichrist is, but his spirit is already out here. The spirit of the Antichrist is all over, not only this nation, but all over the world. And then he goes on and he compares what Hitler did. And this is historical information. You can dig it up any place. But did not the German church have an obligation to resist Adolf Hitler? Out of over 14,000 pastors and church congregations in Germany, only 800 properly discerned the evil Hitler for who he was and openly opposed him. The rest not only tolerated him, but openly praised him. And I had a good friend, I don't know where the gentleman is now, back in about 1965 or 6, something like that, 7 or 8, maybe it's 67 or 8. He was here in our town, and he was working with a company that I was very familiar with. And he said, I watched him shoot my father. They killed his father, who was a pastor. He was one of these 800 that opposed Hitler. But anyhow, he said, the church people, out of the 14,000, they promoted Hitler and punished anyone who failed to do the same. And that's why Sieg's father got killed. Anyway, yet Hitler definitely personified the spirit of the Antichrist. While publicly professing to be a Christian, he privately disdained Christians and was caught up in secret societies and the occult. He cast off Germany's republican form of government and consolidated power unto himself. He implemented a total surveillance society in the name of national security. And you see exactly the same thing happening here.
Under the guise of national security, they want to implement all this stuff. I just hope the people listening here realize the parallel between what you read at the beginning of your program in China and everything they have to do. What does the Real ID Act require? That you have to participate in a federal program. You're going to end up having to have a Real ID to enter a federal building, to probably open a bank account.
To get on transportation.
Transportation is just slowly building up, and we're going that way. You talk about all the cameras they have there. We're talking about red light cameras in every place in this country. You're going to be spied upon and watch every place you go.
Yeah, you can't go in a store today that you're not on camera someplace. Yes. Let's go to the phones. Is Rich still with us, Jeff? Yeah. Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Gary. You've been talking about all those cameras in places like Peking and London and New York. Did you know that the DHS is basically allocating millions and millions of dollars to have small and medium-sized cities and towns install cameras in public places there? I mean, we're not talking like, Chicago. Chicago's doing that on their own, but we're talking about, Indianapolis or Kearney, Nebraska, or, I think it was like Santa Barbara or someplace like that in California. Unfortunately, I don't have them written down in front of me, but they're making, 13, 14, $50 million, basically just block grants to cities for the purpose of installing cameras.
You know, I had in one of my ignorance gone to seed articles in the Chronicle, I had this town in Alaska that got, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars, just the same grant you're talking about, put cameras in. Did you guys see that article? And they've got cameras all over that. There's as many cameras in town as there are people.
Well, they get grants for other things to put those cameras in.
So anyway, but you're 100% right, Rich. They're going to show up every place, and it's always, hey, If we don't take this money, some other town's going to get it.
That's
We've
right.
got to take this money.
But you know what? You can tell why we're taking this money. Okay, every time one of these grants go to one of these crazy schemes as well, we're taking money that should be going to really important things, maybe for the roads so that we don't have RFIDs tracking our cars, okay, to pay for our roads. How about our local law enforcement, our drug task forces, all those people who are trying to stop them and get them out of our country?
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
And we have returned. Jim, you've been traveling around visiting with state leaders. I guess they were state leaders. When you were in Virginia, what group was that?
The southern states. It was the head of the senators and the House members from the various states.
But speakers, were the governors there?
There was, I wasn't aware, there may have been a couple of governors there, but then it's basically the Senate leaders and the House leaders from the various states. Okay, and there was a few people out of Washington, D.C. there, yes.
Now you're going to Michigan, and that'll be another group of the same type of people,
yes,
right?
Yes, it'll be the Midwest states from Iowa, Nebraska, over through Indiana, Illinois, in that area there, yeah.
When you say states, state senators, we talking about the two that they send to Washington or about the local state?
Most of them is just the local state senators, yes. Those who enact legislation in their states to oppose it.
At the state
yes.
level, okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you go to this meeting, they know you're coming.
Yes.
Do you have any trouble getting on their program?
Not really. They asked me to speak at the Williamsburg and the one in Michigan. They already had most of it. I'll be hosting a breakfast there. And most places, if they've got a real ID on the agenda, I try and get on if they haven't already asked me, because it's such a hot topic and people want more information about it and they want to know how the coalition's going and what they can do to help stop it. So, yes, I've been very receptive in this.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Dave in Iowa. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Derry.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask Mr. Guest if he's got any information on what I was doing on this ID thing. I haven't heard anything from our area.
I was one of those states we're having a little trouble with, and Kansas is another one. They're a little bit reluctant. I've talked to a couple, three of your House members up there about getting some legislation introduced, but there's also people up there that's pushing to reject it. So I've got a couple names I've been trying to get a hold of. So what can the people around this country do like you? Contact your local House member or your state senator and tell them that you're outraged at this and you want Iowa to reject this. And, you know, next year's an election year. Make sure that you get on top of it. That's the best thing that people can do, is call their local elected official and tell them where you stand on it and tell them you want to protect freedom and want them to do something about it.
What's the strongest state against it?
We've got strongest state against it. Montana, South Carolina,
Arkansas.
Georgia, Arkansas. These have all strongly come out. Montana's probably the strongest ones out there. They're very independent. They just basically told the federal government, we don't need your money, we don't want this, and we're independent. South Carolina made a very strong. The governor came out and talked with
no
him
way.
Just prior to that. No way were they going to go along with this. So we have some states that understand the perils of what's going to happen here if this is implemented. And we've got other states that there's pressure on them to go along with it. So, you know, some states, the federal government's using some money as an incentive to go along with it.
Okay, hey, Dave, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, August the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include Holston Farms, who have consigned a potload of fancy Angus 850-pound steers. Now, they've been MFA processed or coming off of short grass. Donnie Callis will be selling a 60-head string of fancy black and black baldy steer and heifer calves. They'll weigh from 400 to 500 pounds, had all their shots, and they're weaned. Junior Cadre is offering a set of black and black baldy and Charolais crosses. They weigh from 600 to 700 pounds. Larry Bennett will be in with a 30-head lot of calves. They weigh from 450 to 6, and they've weaned and had one round of shots. And Farrell Taylor and also Donnie Leibhart are each selling a set of 600 to 700-pound cattle, and they've had two rounds of shots and are long-time weaned. These cattle and the calves will be selling this coming Monday, August the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more.
Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and The Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. And we're in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. We just got out my driver's license. Jim, now, Missouri has not gone along as of yet with this new identification thing, but you tell me that this barcode on my driver's license, explain that to our listeners.
Okay, people need to get the driver's license out. On the back of it, it probably has a 2D barcode. It looks like a test pattern off of a TV set or something. A 1D barcode is a typical one that you're familiar with when you check out at a convenience store that the UPS driver uses, or Walmart, or any place else. A 1D barcode, which is just those vertical stripes, will hold all the information that's on the front of your driver's license. A 2D barcode, which we have on ours...
And that's what I have.
Right. It will hold all the information on a complete set of encyclopedias. You could put all the information there. Or it would hold all the phone numbers from the city and state of New York on there. Question I always ask, why do we need a 2D barcode? And nobody can answer. Obviously, the answer is they intend for you to put more information on it. You talk about all the information that they have in China, that's where they're going. They want you to have all your medical history, your bank history, your life history on there. So at some point in the future, they can take that card and completely identify you. And that's why identity theft is the problem with this real ID. Card.
Now, they're also putting chips in automobiles.
Yes.
Now, I watched kind of an interesting thing just the other day where this fella ended up in divorce court because he had this chip on his automobile.
And he went through the overhead pass program.
Did you see that same thing?
I've actually looked it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not the only one.
Well, no.
No.
But he didn't want to stop and put a quarter in that machine, so he used his pass card, and he got in trouble. Anyway, I'm going back to this North Carolina lady that's head of the transportation department there in North Carolina. I would almost bet that, obviously, she has been highly indoctrinated. There's no doubt about that. You know, she's talked to the big guns, and I can just visualize.
They're getting funding.
I know, but I used to work for the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and I know how we would go to these meetings, and they would explain all this stuff, but I was an old dumb farm kid, and I thought, you know, I don't know if that's right or not. But she wasn't. She never grew up out there, you know, cutting sprouts and working with rusty barbed wire, so she doesn't understand these things. I'll almost bet you she's never heard Agenda 21. She's never heard of these documents that we talk about on a daily basis here. You know, she's the best kind of person in the world. If you could educate her, she'd be the first one to turn around and say, my gosh, look what they've lied to me about.
You know, she went back over and I said, how about instead of trolling for everybody, you make a watch list, something you think is a few people who are suspect, and link those between states. Not everybody. And she said, well, that's a good idea, that may be something that they're looking into. But, you know, recently in Plattsburgh, they had a gentleman who matched a terrorist watch list. He was from Saudi Arabia. This whole supposed to be to track terrorists, right?
Right.
Well, they get this guy. He matches all the stuff. His name's the same. He looks like the guy. Homeland Security wouldn't come get him. So they're tracking us to get them when we already have them. How about legal immigration?
You mean you think he really was the terrorist?
We've had a guy on Highway 13 who matched a watch list, who had cell phones in the back of his car, who did all these things. And what ended up happening is Homeland Security will not pick him up. So if we're not taking out the immigrants and they're not really looking for those people coming out to get us, so who are they watching? Us.
Okay. And I've been watching you now for the last hour. It's time for me to say, and by the way, Jim and Louise, it's always good to have you with me. Now, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.